Clover, and beginning the visit with Cookie this Monday after supper, the 18th of September, 72, with Rick. Chan run over, beginning the visit with Cookie this Monday after supper, the 18th of September, 72. Chan run over, beginning the visit with Cookie and Rick this Monday after supper, the 18th of September, 72. Channel 1 over, beginning the visit with Cookie and with Rick this Monday after supper, the 18th of September, 72.
Okay. That way I wouldn't have to say I can get back Saturday night.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It is warm out there. Inside.
And it's two parsons drive early Sunday, Saturday morning to take the camp on pick them. I like to be there at 8 o'clock when they start around.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what happened to you, buddy?
Are you interested in that view?
Yeah, that's cute.
Well, that's a handsome animal, isn't it?
That's a good view.
Yes.
That's a good view. And, hey.
That's the cutest mule I ever saw in my life. Why, she perked her ears up.
I got everything to make a garden with, too. Got the plow,
yeah.
The cultivator. I got the planter, fertilized spreader. I got it all. I got a total of 7 pieces of equipment with that mule.
Oh, really? Or Dad Burn, they went out of business.
I bought him out. Lock, stock, and barrel. I got 8 bales of hay and 5 bags of corn to go pick up yet.
To go with the mule?
To go with the mule.
Cookie!
I bought him out.
That mule looks like she's in her prime.
Well, I say she is, but he says she's 28 years old.
Well, I'll be darned. Well, I'll be darned. Well, she looks like a child. She looks like a schoolboy compared with Hugh B. Humphrey, doesn't she?
That's just what I was saying.
Her teeth don't show it. Her teeth don't show it.
Yeah.
She shows in the teens. Her teeth is like that.
Yeah.
Now when they get above a horse, when they get above 21, their teeth starts cupping out. I mean, straightening out like that.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
But now hers are still curved. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're not spread out like that.
She just couldn't be 28.
Now, whether a mule's mouth and a horse's mouth is the same or not, I don't know.
Well, he ought to know. His mule.
He said she was born and raised in McIntosh, and he'd owned her all her life. And she's 28 years old. And he had her tied up in the yard with a dog chain. So help me God. He had no place to keep her. He lost everything he had. When he lost his daddy, he lost everything he had. His daddy held him, I guess, from what I got. I just putting it together the way he talked, that his daddy held things together.
Yeah.
Then his stepmother's to come in and his sister come in and set him out, and he had no place to keep nothing.
Well, I'm telling you, the heirs can really change things fast, Cookie.
And he boils peanuts and sells them for his living. And he just couldn't boil and sell enough peanuts to make that $60 truck payment. And he had to have $60. I had it, and he had the mule and the rig, and we just did some trading.
And corn and hay.
I got 8 bales of hay, and he said between 4 and 5 bags of corn. He said she'll eat ear corn yet, too.
Yeah.
Ear corn. She'll eat it. Well, she can't be That old mule, she can't be too old if she couldn't eat ear corn.
She's shook. No, she couldn't.
Yeah. Whoever thought anybody around McIntosh would have a mule that had that he'd raised.
Well, Melvin Mack said that he raised that mule right here in McIntosh.
I never heard of Melvin Mack.
But she's my mule. I've got a receipt where I paid her. Cash money. She's my mule. If she dies tonight, well, I can still sell the equipment and come out.
You get a receipt these days? You didn't always.
No. Things got too tricky in the horse trading business now, buddy.
Oh, really?
Yes, my fella. There's been too many horses being stolen.
Yeah, and then you got a receipt,
it'll
tell where you got it.
That's right. Get a bill of sale for that animal.
Hmm.
Yes, sir.
Times do change. Yes.
Like that old boy up yonder at up from West Virginia. When I bought that horse up there. I said, give me a bill of sale on that horse so I can get him across the state line. You don't have to have a bill of sale. I said, yeah, well, give me my money back then. I want a bill of sale on that horse.
Yeah. Wasn't hardly able to get it to you.
No, he was entitled to give me a bill of sale.
Well, yeah, you get down here at the line, they might want to know who's going to
get it. Absolutely. Well, when I took him to the vet up there, well, I'd have to show proof of ownership.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Even if you knew you.
When you take them out of the state, yes, sir.
Yeah.
I have to tell them where that horse is going. They put the time down there right then. They put the present time down to the minute. And where I'm taking that horse and approximately what time I expect to get in there.
And don't you have to have a health certificate?
That's right.
Yeah.
You have to know you have
to do that.
Very good.
Mac, what's his name?
Melvin Mack.
Do I know him?
He's Macintosh.
What's he do?
Boils and sells peanuts for a living.
Since his dad died.
Well, here's one of his renters, his sister, rented the house to this boy that works in a lodgeway. Well, this boy had an old car that he wanted to sell, wouldn't run very good. And Frank called me up home Saturday morning. Said, Daddy, come down here. Said, there's a boy down here got a car he wants to sell for $20. And it's run. I said, okay, I've got to go to Gainesville, so I'll be down in a few minutes. Well, I got my Cadillac and come down to the station over there. And I looked at the old car. I asked him, now, what are you going to do with the car, Frank? Daddy, he said it's got two tires on the front that we can sell. It's got a generator, a new generator, and a new voltage regulator on it. And a new carburetor. He said, there's about $50 worth right there. I said, okay. I looked around it. I asked him, I said, now you just tell me what you want for it. He said, I want $20. I said, give me a bill of sale on it and I'll give you the money. I had to take him home, see? And he had a mule tied up in the yard.
Oh.
I said, say, you want to sell that mule? And he said, the mule don't belong to me, but it belongs to Mr. Mack right down the road here. He said, he wants to sell it. I said, Well, is he home? He said, I don't know, but we'll go see. Went down and he wasn't home. I said, well, will you see him this evening or in the morning, Mom? Yes, sir. He said, I'll see him. I'll make an appointment to you if you want to buy a mule. I said, yeah, I want to buy a mule. If the price is right. Well, he's wanting to sell him awful bad, he said. He got the plows and the harness. He got it all. The whole works. Ready to hook up and start plowing the garden. I said, well, you tell him to come up to the station about 9 o'clock in the morning and tell my boy what he wants for that mule. Well, he come up to the station at 9 o'clock. Frank called me. That was yesterday morning. Frank called me. Said, Daddy, that man down here about that mule. I said, well, put him on the phone and let me talk to him. Well, he told me what all he had. He said, I want $75 for it. I said, I'll come down and look at the mule at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. I mean, this afternoon. He said, all right. So at 2 o'clock, I pulled up in his driveway. He said, you want to go look at the mule? I said, no, I didn't look at the mule. I said, I want to see the plow. Well, he went and showed me the rig. Had a brand new collar, 18-inch collar. And good set of trace chains and hanging, that's all he had. And then we went down and looked at the plows and everything. I told him, I said, now look here. I said, I'll give you $50 for the whole outfit. Take it away now. No, sir, he said, I'll tell you. He said, I've got to have $60 to make a payment on my truck, or I'm going to lose it. He said, I was hoping that you would come down here and offer me $60. He said, I'd have sold it to you just so quick you wouldn't know how what happened. I said, well, give me a bill of sale on the mule and the plows and everything, and I'll give you $60. I gave him $300 bills, and he gave me a bill of sale. We went down last night and loaded up all that junk. And it's all done legal. It's my mule. He said, you know, he said, I paid $14 to get that mule to get a shot. Last spring. He paid $14 to give that mule a shot.
Frank had this saddle on him.
Yeah. He's a good riding mule.
I tell you, the old mules used to ride good, especially after you'd fall them all day, didn't they?
Yes, my fella, they felt awful good to set up on that old bony back and ride them in the barn.
Well, let me tell you what I did. I went over there to the Dodge to take the papers, let them send them in.
Yeah.
I left my briefcase over there. Well, wasn't a soul there. Wasn't a soul there. Wasn't a light on. Well, the cars were there. I knew something was happening. I heard these little bulls. Them little bulls are just—they are unhappy now. There's not anybody up the house, you see. And then that—they're just now beginning to feel that pinch on them, you see. They've been spoiled like this. You know, Cookie, these other places around here aren't cool like these fence rows around here, where all this moisture is. They haven't got a single fence over there that you'd want to sit down on yourself. Now that's the truth. You've been around. These fence rows.
Gosh, you can't get along without some shade for cattle.
Yes, and you want moisture.
Yeah.
You see every field they got here, they got moisture about. Well, I walked in the kitchen, turned on the light, and it's just like a furnace or an oven.
God.
Oh, it was like an oven, see? And I looked at my little certificates and I took the wrong one. The ones I discarded, I took over there. But anyhow, I went on out there and had those doors, and I tried talking a little bit. Why, they wouldn't even speak to me.
They're mad at you.
Oh, they are mad at me.
Yeah.
No, sir. Well, then I saw what they were doing. I pretty well knew what they were doing. They were finishing up the hay with the lights on the tractor. And when I went on down the lane, they was right there at the gate, so I stopped and talked to them a minute. And there Miss Dodd was, you see, with nothing on from here on down, you know.
Yeah.
And just swarmed the mosquitoes. Too much for me. I've been scratching ever since. Mr. Dodd said he had got in 109 bills today. Well, let me tell you. And then I stopped over Miss Guster's, and they had just got in. He had his clothes on and was shuffling around there, something on the stove, and she was still in the tub. And it was hot as an oven. And they had got in 173 bills. Well, yesterday I saw Mr. Dodd Hay for the first time since he got that fluffer. And it's just like a different crop of hay. It's all just as moist and as juicy and as you smell it. And it used to be just dried out, you know.
Yeah. What's he got? That Pangola?
That Pangola. Now he's got some of the new stuff planted, but that's what he's getting now. And you know, one of his bales is shameful how much is in a bale. And a dollar in the field. And that's cheaper than you can do it yourself, Cookie.
Yeah, I got to buy some hay.
If you had something to haul with, you could go by there. You can find out what afternoons he's hauling, you see, and just pick it up. You can haul it a ton at a time.
I got a pickup running.
Well, you see, that stuff'll last you. That's good. I wouldn't hesitate at all to buy that.
I'll go over there.
But the kind he's been having, I didn't care.
Wonder when he'll have some more to go in.
I don't know, but you on his line, you can ask him.
The guy came home and said it was that really was hay he'd buy.
Oh, it's nice, juicy hay.
Well, I'll get some.
I don't particularly like Pangola hay, but it's, you know, they gotta eat something.
Yeah.
And it's good.
Well, see, I got a little man at home I have to buy feed for.
Yeah.
See, I have to buy hay for him. I'm buying hay for him right now.
Well, you better buy this. You better stock up on this if you're going to get it to keep any animals.
And then these horses down here, I got to get some for them. And old lady, I don't know what to do with her. I may sell old babe.
Well, she's such a nice horse. I've seen her knock the fire out of those horses. I'm telling you, she can just pound on them.
But
she hits them right, and that's it.
I get that. We get my other horse mate Rowdy down here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I tell you though, she's awful good with the kids. I mean, the kids can just wallow all over
both
her.
Both of them. Yeah.
Yeah, just wallow all over her. Crawl up her legs. It don't make no difference to her.
Better than they can Rowdy.
Yeah, Rowdy, he's kind of nippy, you know. And old babe, I mean, they can just waller all over her, just as many can get on her can sit there.
Yeah.
I hate to get rid of her.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, she's too pretty. You know, I put out some more fertilizer down there, and I had miscued on that. That they've been eating dirt. They've been down there on the sand. All that interior part there. And I didn't realize it caught me. And they had that
grave
down. I don't
know if
it's been fertilized way back there.
It's like I told Faye, I've come out of the hospital and I've had all this insurance mess on my back.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to come up with some money, and there wasn't one way for me to get it. I had to go trading.
Yeah.
I made it. That's all I made it. I made $500 in the past 2 weeks. Clear money.
Yeah. Trading.
Trading.
Well, now I missed your fellow yesterday. Where'd he come from?
His wife works with Helen over at Sunland Training Center.
Why don't they live together? Oh, but she doesn't work at night shift.
She works a night shift.
Well, why the hell don't they get together?
They've just known each other since I started taking Helen to work, see, since I came out of the hospital.
Oh.
And, I pick her up and take her to work along with Helen, because she lives right on the road.
Yeah.
And then they've got so nice that if I don't feel like taking Helen to work, well, he'll come and get Helen and take her to work, see. So now Friday night when I go to Tampa, I don't have to worry about Helen getting to work and back, see. Because he'll pick her up, take her to work, and then bring her back home the next morning, see. All the way to Hawthorne, from Gainesville to Hawthorne.
Oh, they live in Gainesville?
They live in Gainesville. Oh, my God. And their daughter knows Mr. Pearson's daughter up here, goes to school with her, see. And their daughter comes down here to Mr. Pearson's playing the swimming pool.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Huh. There you go.
So I told him, I said, well, you're just in spitting distance of my trailer. So when they came down to pick up Susie yesterday evening, well, they just whipped around through the brush and come on down there.
Yeah.
I stayed by golly till 10 minutes till 9 last night.
Tonight.
Yeah. Of course, she had to go to work last night.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. So that's the first time you run into him.
Yeah. He's a nice fellow though.
Yeah.
Really.
Tell.
Yeah. He works for the state, and he's a guard for the Rayford Prison. Yes, my fellow, he can have it. I wouldn't want it, I'd horse trade for a living before I'd work a job like this.
Yeah, you got stinkers enough outside of prison without having to go inside.
Yeah. Well, I better go see what Frank and Ader's doing.
Well, I'll tell you, yes, it's, I'm trying to get this ground in shape. Oh, I have let things run down.
That's like we was talking a while ago. I've got to have something to do now. Since the insurance West got me, I can't work two jobs.
Yeah.
I've got to put my time in someplace. I can't just go home and sit down and look at the four bare walls. I'm not that away.
Yeah.
What about you want to plant some rye at this winter?
I'll tell you, I saw Robert Williams, and he's the one who told me where to go away those calves. At Franklin's Mill. And I said to him, I wish you had a couple of rigs so you could get around. Why, he says, we can't keep one going. You can't make anything. Now, let me tell you what he said. Maybe you can find out a little about it. He said the price was just the same as it always was, $2 and a half an acre. And he couldn't run it for that. That's something wrong with a tire, and he spent all day on that tire. You know how you can do, too, on those big tires. If you don't have the equipment to work with them. And he said, well, I said, just work for the hour. He says, there's too much competition. Well, you see, I didn't know about any competition. Did you? He's the only one I know. I wish I knew somebody. Like old Frank McCray used to do, you know. He'd come on his way home. He'd stop here and fix 5 or 10 engines. The same thing about it. And damn, when you got to get out there and do it yourself with an old rig, it ain't much count. It and it's so slow. That way, you see. And he just goes over it once, the scoundrel. Yes, sir.
But you see, I can give me something to do. Keep me occupied. I got to have something to do.
Yeah.
You tell me where you want it put, and we'll start putting. Do it myself now. I mean, I'll do it myself. You won't have to bother with it.
I don't know how this fresh grass, after you cultivate that stuff, but they just can't get enough of that. But that old grass has been there 3 or 4 years, or 6 or 8 years. They just don't care for that.
No, it's old, it's tough, it ain't got, it's not young and tender.
Even if you cut it off, it's still not young and tender.
No. You got to break them roots and let it start back again.
Yes. Well, now this fellow over here says, these big people here, these big cattlemen, says that you don't need to do all that. Says all you need to do is keep the fertilizer on it and get enough cows on it to graze it. I haven't had that. I haven't done that, you see. I haven't put enough fertilizer on it, and I haven't got enough cows to graze it. So, but this fresh stuff that comes in, they just stay there all the time.
Yeah. And you know, you was talking the other day when I was down here about your cows are looking so good. That old cow looking so fresh and so bright.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's done it.
Yeah.
That fresh grass, that's what's done it.
Yeah.
Well, this winter, if we have a frost, 2 or 3 frosts, you ain't going to have no grass at all.
No.
And if you had 5 or 10 acres of rye, let them go too, where they stay looking shiny all winter long.
Well, now you see this pasture right here next to you, or this side,
yeah.
I need to do that. So.
Yeah.
And I'm just waiting a little later. That's ready to go.
Just turn it under and sow grass and sow rye in it.
Yes, sir.
Turn your cows in on it, let them pulverize it down there and smooth it down. And
yes.
Let it come back up again. You got.
Well, let me tell you, Cookie, it's a losing proposition doing it yourself. You need one of them A-frames. Somebody with a tractor big enough to pull one of them A-frames and with a planter on it. And you see, you can think about something else. And you can't do that with what we've got.
I don't want to think about nothing else. I'm trying to get something to occupy me about 2 or 3 weeks of my time here to where I won't finish going crazy.
Nothing to do with that. finish going crazy. But the biggest thing would be to find somebody who can custom that rye. So they can do it better than we can. Way on it. And there's still plenty to do. God Almighty. He's fetches, you know. He's, they just. No, I can't turn these little heavens out. I got to keep them in the corral. They're losing weight all the time, right there, see. They can go through with these.
David, you see, the thing of it is, and I'll tell you something else. I can get on that tractor and I can work that tractor.
Yeah.
But getting out here digging a post hole and toting posts, they ain't gonna let me do that for a while. You know what I mean? On account of pulling these muscles and tubes back here.
Yeah.
But I can get on that tractor and drive it.
Well, now don't tell me that tractor will shake you out. It shakes you up. Well, anyhow, I don't expect to find anyone or two that can do it custom.
I don't know of anybody. I don't think Jack McRae's got a rig like that.
Well, let me tell you, he never done anything it was worth doing anyhow.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I don't know whether he could do it worth a nickel or not.
Some people have to make a living. Because every time he makes those beds, it costs other, it costs people.
Well, I got to go. See what Frank's doing. Where he's at. See if him and Ada's made it
very far. You don't need any light to hit. Well, I'm telling you, the more houses I stepped into, the sure was like an oven. And just like this one, you see?
Yeah.
And the mosquitoes run you in.
Yeah, man, the mosquitoes got next to me. Well, I'll probably see you all tomorrow.
Hey, that's on you.
Say he don't want a light.
You think not?
He just said he doesn't, and I know he doesn't. He's an old view himself, you see.
We've got people at me. I had all the tails on it here, all the wires. I tried to move the one here. But it got to it.
I got interested. I'm sorry. I wouldn't hear.
Yeah.
That's right. It
was, but you know.
And you see that, what came out after the guy came in? On that meal?
It was he just gave us some tidbit.
Yeah.
And when he came in, he put the whole thing together.
He wasn't giving out though. And I tried. And before Rick came up. But it was obvious that he wasn't about to leave until he told me.
He
wasn't about to leave.
They had the whole thing put together.
It was something. I had to leave. It was so funny. You know, really what he wanted, what he tried to get me to say, he knows he doesn't deal with me. Just put that mule in that.
He can put the mule in there and wants to.
Yes.
All I'm saying is, babe will kill it.
I said, you know, it's your mule. He said, well, he thought he'd just let him be around the trailer down there. He thought he'd leave him down by the trailer. But he wanted me to, wanted us to stay there. That's the thing to do. So, and I, all I said was, he's your mule, Cookie.
But I'm scared. The horses, but like he said, you know, babe with the children, you know,
that's
take
right.
care.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And
mm-hmm.
Rowdy's the one that
mm-hmm.
bothers
mm-hmm.
the children.
Mm-hmm.
Rowdy will bite them.
Yeah.
Bite me too.
But you see, he went into all a little bit, just a little bit.
Jeremy?
I did too. Did you all get some? But I'm telling you, you can if you can get off. Now it just depends on what it's handed for you to get off. If it's not handed for you to get off, I've got to get you those slips anyhow. You know. I've got a little over here, Well, that's it. You can't live around them. Just leave them a note. And if you want to get off, but don't get off unless you want to, Charlie. Well, now we'll be here in the morning. No, I didn't need it. I just didn't get back to town. I was going to town today, but I worked on the corral. I'm trying to get the corral in shape where I can get the bed out here. He's going to come with the morning. Yes, and with that burned old runway wouldn't hold the cow. Yes. Well, I tell you, if you get over here in the morning, all right. If you don't, I'll come on over there. But don't push yourself. You understand that? I rattled her door. Oh, is that what she's doing? Oh, yes, they can do that anywhere. Yeah. Well, it was right there in front of me. I heard the boys down the room, down the hall there, and I rattled on the door, but they didn't open it. Well, you sure have done some pretty good stuff. That fluff is doing the work, isn't it? Well, that's right, it sure are. But look how much it's saved.
You have the title, and that should have held down.
They're good solid bales. Did you ever get the title?
Because he had to, because the law won't let him have
it. Yes, I sure would.
Buy quite as much when he told you as when he told us. He also had 8 bales of hay and 4 bags of corn.
Yeah.
When he bought, but that didn't come up when he told the story yet.
I have, with all the tales that Cookie's talk that he's done out there in the yard.
Now, see, you're sitting way over there, Faye, and your voice is down in the back of your head. And you can sit up at the table like I'm sitting and like Rick's sitting, but you don't seem to be able to do that.
Well, I signed off. I went in yonder, and I came back just to think of that. I just never heard him hold back as much.
Yeah.
And then just dribble it.
Yeah.
When it suited him.
Yeah. He didn't know I was coming back.
No. But he wasn't about to leave. He kept saying he had to see you. Now, one thing he didn't bring up was those heifers. He's got his vet money. He's got his disability money coming. Any day he's expecting a check for $700. Any day.
Yes.
He wants to see you about them heifers. He wants to put that $700 in cattle.
Yeah.
I said, out there, I said, because, you know, the trouble with them, they have to be fed.
Yeah.
He'd already told me I needed that mule.
Yeah.
And a car.
He had a car in mind for me.
Yeah.
And I said, that's when I said, that mule, he said, because of the children. I said, I can't feed anything, can't feed my own horses. He said, well, that mule didn't have to be fed. Then when he said those calves, I said, they had to be fed, because he said, yes, he knew he had 8 acres over there. And when he got his truck, his stuff, the old truck he's got, he's going down to Latham. Because he'd trade them for a farm all tractor. I just never heard anything.
No,
it was all this talking.
It's
I never heard it.
Yeah. It's just fabulous.
I looked out the window. Rick went down. He's going to take a look
now
at
now, why
this
don't
one.
You get off where and talk down the well?
I looked down. Gosh! I looked out the window. I was standing there at the sink.
Yeah.
And I thought, Rick had said, I'm going out to see how wet Loopy is.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, well, he sure saddled her up and went down the road in a hurry, and I didn't know it. It was the quickest saddling up I ever heard of. And I saw this thing come up the lane in a truck. The next thing I knew, it was Cookie was at the back door, and he said, anybody home? I got something to show you. Franklin on that needle. And you know how he just sits back and just waits for you to say something.
Yeah.
Okay, I never saw such a mule. I tell you, I never did.
Yeah.
She points her ears like a young mule.
Yeah.
Yeah. She doesn't sink in the neck.
Yeah.
She ain't sway back.
Yeah.
Just a few gray hairs about her.
You rode her.
And she'll trot.
Yeah.
And they were very civil. Franklin invited me to ride Ada.
Yeah.
And if the mosquitoes hadn't been bad, and I had on any, it was dark by that time almost, I had on these shorts, I sure rode Ada.
Yeah.
But everything came out just like it did in Ab. It was as paced as slow. And he was full. He was new scram. But he wasn't going to tell you where he got her. I mean, how he happened to know until I said, how'd you ever get on to it? And
yeah.
He went into it.
Yeah.
That's right. He would hardly say a word to us. He would hardly say a word.
Mm-hmm. He said, now, Faye, I've got to have about 6 hours of work. He said, I'm on up at that university. But I can't take a second job. Don't put in all this, you know how he does that.
trading. Got me a mule. I've always wanted me a mule. I know where there's two others.
That's right.
Two more.
Not only that, it says they're selling for $480 in Valdosta, Georgia. A mule. And the two he's got his mind on are better than Nader. $480.
Yeah.
So what he's figuring is next spring, the black folk will want a mule to plow with. And that's
oh,
what he's
yeah.
going to sell them.
Yeah.
Why, he says they just go crazy.
Go crazy.
For a mule.
For a mule. Can't find
a mule. Can't find a mule.
That's all they need, a mule.
That's all they need. Yeah. That's right.
You can make a, you see, it'll swing towards the front, and you can put all the weight on those front scalloped discs, and that'll cut a little bit. But it's, you got to cut both ways.
Mm-hmm.
You got one of them got to cut this way, and the other got to cut this way.
Right.
You see. If you put them all down on the ground, it won't cut. It won't go in.
Yeah.
Not unless you've already got your ground pulverized. That's not what we were talking about. So, see, I'm telling you, they were coming out of the field over there with the light of that tractor, and they stopped. I stopped at the gate. We stopped and talked. And Shirley, you know, this bear from here on down, sitting up there on a block of hay. Mosquitoes were swarms of mosquitoes, and they just looked like they were just ready to sit around and talk a while. I'm the one that said, "Well, now you'd better get in."
When Cookie was out here at first by one of the first things he said to me was, "Well, Franklin, you better get started. You're going to ride Ada all the way to Hawthorne tonight." I said, "Hawthorne?" He said, "I ain't got any place to keep her but over there." I knew he'd see. I didn't know what it's going. I said, "Well, Hawthorne's a long way." Well, he said, I ain't got any other place to keep her."
I've seen that horse.
Well, he knows that. But the thing,
He don't care.
Yeah.
He'd put him in there with him.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it.
Just like Johnny Hutchcock used to do.
Yeah.
We'd go up there and see those horses, and they'd have a hoof print on the on the flank.
But what he was working...
Limping.
Yeah. But what he
he'd
was...
He'd buy a new horse and put it in there, you see.
Yeah.
And That's what they find it out.
But you see, the way he was talking, he was talking out loud there, and he said, well, before it was all over, he said, well, just put me around there in the trailer, and tomorrow I'll have my racks up. But, you know, anything you can get by with. But I tell you, guy, it just think, now, there he was with a mule.
Yeah,
a mule story. A mule, that something happened with Cookie.
Yeah.
It's not uninteresting.
Yeah.
Here he is, half dead.
Yeah.
And he can find a mule that beautiful.
Yeah.
I could look
and
all
tell you about it.
All month, and I couldn't find a mule, much less couldn't tell you about it.
Yeah.
And things just happen to you.
Yeah. Everywhere you go, something happens.
It sure makes a lot of people seem
that's
dull.
Right.
We've put up with his lies for 5 years on
camera. You know, it tickles me. And what you were saying there about people postponing the time he bought the mule, he doesn't know what he's going to do with it.
Yeah.
Anybody else say, well, let me think about it. He said, I'll buy it.
Yeah.
How much do you want for it?
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't know what to do with it. Well, it doesn't bother him.
Doesn't bother him. He knows he can do something.
Yeah.
And if she drops dead tonight, he's got enough equipment.
Right.
To come out on it. And he's got that, his lawyer, he's got that insurance set up. He put Frank's name first. He said Frank doesn't make but $130 a month. I guess that's from the university. Whatever else he makes, he doesn't have to show, you know. And they have to allow him $20 a week to live. So it comes out that Franklin will pay $60 a month on this $8,400 debt. The rest of his life. But Cookie says it eased him out a little bit. Eased Cookie. He said, I'll help him. You know? That law.
You know, I'd hate for Cookie to have to pay it, but I wouldn't. It wouldn't make a difference to me. If Frankie could work,
might sober him up. Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have something to drive down the lane without speeding.
They still drive us hard.
Yeah.
Even last night when we came up in that truck. Whoosh.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, just that little bit.
Of course, the rear end was just full. Oh, wait a minute. He came up in the truck and picked up all the kids and Cookie and went over to get the mule. I didn't want to ride along with him.
I couldn't hire him with you.
Said, I'll stay behind.
Yeah.
Didn't talk. They took off. Cookie brought the truck back and it was just full of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. You
think this is what wears you out. You think, well, I'm going to cut off. I'm not going to get in on this. Put an X on the calendar. You rode a mule.
It's around 900. Channel 1 over on 900. The end of visit with Cookie. This Monday after supper, the 18th of September, 72. Channel 1 over, around 900, and the end of visit with Cookie, and a little talk of Rick's afterwards, 18th of Monday, the 18th of September, 72.
Thank you.